news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
That may be a little bit like Groundhog Week when it comes to the forecast. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a minute. 50 now at our studios. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, and we'll check traffic first with Kane.
Good morning for the SpringhillToyota.com traffic center. Still seeing delays across the bayway, but that accident's been cleared eastbound I-10 at the 33-mile marker. Also, we've got I-10 eastbound between Range Line and 65, accident to the left median, but about a 2-mile delay. Just watch for the radar in the school zones. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up Saturday, March 14th in Loxley, Alabama. A brand new track design with 9 different classes running the first night. You can see the track on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Yes, Shakira. Say it that way. 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here on this post-Super Bowl Monday, which, you know, there are people that have wanted to petition to have this like some sort of national holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to get up, I guess. I mean, really, you don't have to get up at 7? You have... Really? Are you going to get sympathy from me?
No, not at all. And it's odd that it's the Super Bowl that people call for that, because I know there's a bunch of Super Bowl parties.
Yeah.
But as so many mentioned on Twitter last night, the NFL does Super Bowl Sunday right, because the game kicked off at 5:30 our time yesterday. It was over by 9 p.m. So if you're at home watching it, you could be in bed by, you know, 9:30 if you had to. And the parties, of course, that's why people want the next day off. But you look at some of the other championship games, they're always on a Monday, and they always start at like 8 p.m. and aren't over until midnight. So I like the timing.
Yeah, and college football does a lot of that, starting late. You get the West Coast games and all that. Yeah, I'm for that. I'm for that early start. That's good. but I don't know about a national holiday. There's some other things on our list I think we should address for holidays before the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right, a great game from a football aspect last night.
Yeah, it was another comeback win, not only for the Chiefs, who have now won 3 games in a row after trailing by at least 10 points, but I saw this stat, too. The last 3 teams that entered the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl with a double-digit deficit have all ended up winning the game. So you're down by over 10.
It's good to be down.
It's good to be down by at least 10 points in the Super Bowl. That's what I take from that stat.
All right. Well, we'll kind of walk through that coming up in sports with Dalton in just a second. Plus, the 2020 legislative session starts tomorrow in Montgomery, and tomorrow's going to be a busy day. You got the session starting. You have the State of the State address from Governor Ivey, and you have the State of the Union address with President Trump, who is navigating his way through this, what looks like last impeachment week in the Senate. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
I will vote to acquit.
Republican Senator Joni Ernst speaking on CNN's State of the Union certainly isn't alone.
The vote that will likely come on Wednesday will likely be a vote of acquittal.
And says fellow Republican Lamar Alexander, it probably will be split along party lines.
If you start out with a partisan impeachment, you're almost destined to have a partisan acquittal.
Alexander, who was viewed as a potential swing vote in support of additional witness testimony, tells NBC's Meet the Press why he did not support hearing from former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
You have 8 witnesses who say someone left the scene of an accident. Why do you need 9? I mean, the question for me was, do I need more evidence to conclude that the president did what he did? And I concluded, no.
Alexander also says he and his fellow Republicans will support the president, not for what he did.
Did he make a phone call, and did he at least in part, hold up aid in order to influence an investigation of Joe Biden? I concluded, yes.
But the issue, says Alexander, is much more complex than that.
What he did is a long way from treason, bribery, high crimes and misdemeanors. I don't think it's the kind of inappropriate action that the framers would expect the Senate to substitute its judgment for the people in picking a president.
And the people will pick a president in November. House impeachment manager Adam Schiff tells CBS's Face the Nation he hopes the Senate will not acquit the president.
It's important that the Senate take the next step. Having found him guilty, if indeed that's what they have found, they need to remove him from office because he is threatening to still cheat in the next election by soliciting foreign interference.
And if the Senate acquits, he hopes the American people will remember what the president has done.
Because the country is moving away from its democratic ideals. And I think by standing up to this president, as we have, by making the case to the American people, by exposing his wrongdoing, we are helping to slow the momentum away from our democratic values.
One of President Trump's most steadfast supporters in the Senate, Republican Lindsey Graham, tells Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures he's looking forward to this whole thing being over.
It's been painful. It's going to end, and we're going to turn the page and deal with the issues important to the American people.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
President Trump will get to look at those House impeachment managers in the eye tomorrow night during the State of the Union address. Should be interesting if he comments on the impeachment process during the State of the Union. Talk more about that coming up in 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Plus, Dr. Bill Williams has a forecast for this week. We'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and check news from Channel 5 next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-0-2695.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A fire destroyed a couple's home in Fairhope. That fire started Sunday night at a home on Booth Road. The owners were at a Super Bowl party when the fire started. They also lost their dog in the blaze. No word on what caused the fire. Alabama's 2020 legislative session begins in Montgomery tomorrow. Lawmakers will be discussing several hot topics this session, including prison funding, infrastructure, and possibly bringing in a lottery. Alabama is now one of five states in the country that does not have a lottery. Mississippi started selling scratch-off tickets last year at Powerball and Mega Millions tickets just last week. The penalty phase in the trial of a man convicted of murdering three of his family members has been delayed. The jury will now meet Thursday morning instead of today as they decide whether or not Donald Hartung will get the death penalty. This is the next step after a jury found Hartung guilty of killing his mother and two half-brothers. The crimes happened in the summer of 2015. And a Birmingham officer who was shot while confronting two robbery suspects has been released from the hospital. John Finke is expected to continue physical therapy. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and we were talking about getting your yard and landscape done and finished and looking perfect, but you said there's another step.
In my opinion, The icing on the cake really is landscape lighting, especially right now. I mean, it's dark at 5:30, and if you want to extend the enjoyment of that new front yard or backyard, or if you just want to wow everyone.
Yeah, you want to show it off. I'll say it.
Landscape lighting really is the best way. In a number of ways, we do that with uplighting the trees and path lights and backlighting a couple of different things. I mean, it really is the icing on the cake.
Y'all are very specific about that. It's not just throwing some lights out there. There's reasons to put a light here, there, and somewhere else.
Right. There's a science to it, and we don't want it to look like a runway. So, you know, we take design elements into it. And another thing is that the landscape lighting now is all LED, so it's lasting much longer. It's using a tenth of the power, and it's about half the price it used to be about 10 years ago.
All right. We want to get lit up. Let's give you a call. How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning. It's a quarter after 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions for the first time in 50 years. The Chiefs rallied from 10 points down for the third game in a row to beat San Francisco 31-20 on Super Bowl 54 in Miami.
The game is over, and the Chiefs' kingdom has firmly planted
hoisted its flag on top of football's highest summit. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54.
That's the final call from the Chiefs' flagship station, 101 The Fox. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes struggled through the first three quarters of the game, but trailing 20-10 with just over 6 minutes left in the game, led the Chiefs on three straight touchdown drives, beginning with a one-yard pass to tight end Travis Kelce.
20-yard penalty of first down, first and goal, pass open, touchdown, Kelce, Chiefs are back in it.
The 49ers offense went three and out on the following drive, and it took the Chiefs only 2.5 minutes to take the lead.
Mahomes throws, pass caught, Williams, touchdown, Kansas City jumps on top.
That's running back Damian Williams with a 5-yard touchdown grab. The 49ers made it to midfield on the following drive, but quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo was sacked on fourth down, leading to a 38-yard Chiefs touchdown run from Damian Williams that put the game on ice.
Handoff, Damian Williams trying to get to the edge, breaks a tackle, 35, 30, Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Mahomes was named the Super Bowl MVP, adding to a trophy collection that already includes a league MVP trophy, and he's only 3 years into his career. Mahomes talked about the Chiefs' rally after the game.
I just went out there and kept competing. I knew we weren't in the ideal situation, but I believed in my defense to get stops, and they did. And then the guys kept believing in me and started making plays downfield, and we found a way to win.
One of the most well-liked and respected head coaches in the league, Chiefs coach Andy Reid, finally got his first Lombardi trophy after 20 seasons as a head coach.
I told them that I'd coach another 20 years if I could have that group right there, man. They're a beautiful bunch, resilient, tough-minded, dirty, tough-minded, as you saw tonight. So I'm so proud of them.
That resilient bunch the Reid talked about are now Super Bowl champions and the favorites in early betting markets to win it again next season. The NFL's 2019 season awards were announced on Saturday night before Sunday's Super Bowl. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson won the season's MVP award, becoming the youngest quarterback to win that award and only the second unanimous selection in league history. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas was named the Offensive Player of the Year. New England cornerback Stephon Gilmore was voted the Defensive Player of the Year. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray won the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and 49ers edge rusher Nick Bosa took home the Defensive Rookie of the Year honor. Tennessee quarterback Ryan Tannehill was voted the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year, and Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was voted Coach of the Year. In college basketball over the weekend, number 17 ranked Auburn picked up a huge home win over number 13 Kentucky 75-66 on Saturday. Samir Dowdy led the Tigers with 23 points in the win. Auburn dominated the final 4 minutes after falling behind by 7 early. They're now tied for second place in the SEC standings. In other games, number 22 LSU beat Ole Miss 73-63 to stay undefeated in conference play. Arkansas beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa 82-78. The South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Georgia Southern 79-69 on Saturday. Trey Mitchell led South with a season-high 22 points, and the USA women's team fell to Troy 85-68. In golf, Webb Simpson beat Tony Finau in a playoff to win the Waste Management Phoenix Open at 17 under par. That was Simpson's sixth career PGA Tour title. Justin Thomas and Bubba Watson, along with Nate Lashley, finished tied for third at 14 under par. Up next this week is the always fun AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am that begins on Thursday. It's 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Unhappy with the size of your tax refund last year? Recalculate how much you should be withholding from your paychecks to get the refund you want. It's too late to change your refund for this tax season. That money was taken out from your 2019 wages. But now is the best time of year to update your withholding with your employer for next year. For a larger refund, withhold more. For a smaller check, have less deducted. Remember, you should always check your withholding whenever you have a life event that can affect your taxes, including getting married, having a baby, or buying a house. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
My portfolio's diversified, my 401k's maxed, but my savings account just sat there till I switched it to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm earning way more now, just between you and me. My savings are right on track, feels like I got upgraded for free.
You can money. With an online savings account from Marcus by Goldman Sachs, you could earn much more interest than with the largest banks. Sign up at Marcus.com.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of January 21st, 2020 may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by Will 2, the industrial service leader, number one for a reason. And the Alpha Insurance Agents, all for a better life.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, they moved the accident off the Bayway. Still have about a mile and a half delay, so be careful for traffic to there. Springdale Boulevard in Imogene, we've got a new accident slowing up traffic. Still there, I-10 eastbound between Range Line and 65 with a two-mile delay, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for best selection, pricing, and service in Mobile and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in here. In just about 12 minutes, we'll get more on this work week's forecast and maybe even a peek towards the weekend. That's coming up in just a little bit. And the story globally, of course, continues to be the coronavirus, which you've heard called coronavirus, novel coronavirus, and now Wuhan coronavirus.
Mm.
Okay, so the maybe which any of those three would work.
Do you really think they're trying to let people, like, keep people from thinking it's the beer virus? Because we had that story where people thought it might have actually had to do with the beer corona.
You may be correct as those stories came out, but let's hope, because if y'all didn't hear the story last week, like, the Google searches for corona beer virus were through the roof.
Yeah.
It's not, different thing, y'all, different thing. 7:24, more on that now from Jim Roop from Westwood One.
A 44-year-old man from the Philippines has died from the Wuhan coronavirus, which broke out in December. The man is one of two cases in the Philippines, the other his 38-year-old female companion.
The only way we will defeat this outbreak is for all countries to work together.
That's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization, last week when he declared the new coronavirus a global public health emergency. Since that declaration, the virus has spread exponentially, reaching some 20 countries, including the United States, where, as of the filing of this report, there are 8 cases confirmed. Many say this outbreak could soon be declared a pandemic, which is defined as an ongoing epidemic on two continents or more. With that, however, Dr. Tedros reminds us,
this is the time for facts, not fear. This is the time for science, not rumors.
The WHO has been working to dispel rumors and myths surrounding the virus and has been doing so on social media. On its Twitter account, the WHO says, for one, antibiotics do not work, as some have suggested. For one, The coronavirus is a virus, not a bacteria. Also, it is not true that using mouthwash does protect you from the coronavirus, nor does frequently rinsing your nose with saline nasal spray. There's no vaccine just yet. On Friday, when Santa Clara County Public Health Officer Dr. Sarah Cody announced the third case in California, she laid out the only measures that can be taken.
If you're sick, stay home. Stay away from others. Second, if you're sick and you're with somebody else and you cough or sneeze, do it in your sleeve. Use tissues. Wash your hands carefully. If you're not sick and you don't wish to be sick from other people, it's also really important to wash your hands frequently and to avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth.
The only thing for sure is the virus will continue to spread. I'm Jim Roop.
At 726, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. In just a couple minutes here. Right now, I want to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, let's talk about information for the consumer. Y'all provide a lot of that at LCM.
Absolutely. We get a lot of comments because we have prices clearly posted on the windshield of all our retail vehicles. We got a Carfax folder with a complete Carfax on a dash of every vehicle. So we try to give them as much information as they require.
All right. On top of that, you give them the selection that we require.
Absolutely. We got over 120 vehicles. You know, we got a mix of cars, sport utilities, third rows, trucks, four-wheel, two-wheel drive, and diesel. So we got a full lot of great inventory.
All right. Somebody's thinking about coming and get their next vehicle from you. You also got options for financing.
Absolutely. We got great financing. You know, we got first-time buyer programs. We got credit unions. We got banks. We got finance companies. We got local lenders and lenders scattered throughout the Southeast. So we got a plan for just about everybody.
All right. Give us some directions to come see you.
Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 727. Coming up, Dr. Bill, and some rain in the mix this week, some thunderstorms in the mix this week. We'll find out more from him in just a few minutes about what days we're going to get the rain and then what the weekend looks like ahead.
Just another roller coaster week.
That's
on
right.
The Gulf Coast.
It's Groundhog Week.
It is Groundhog Week.
Just like it was in January.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are closer and closer to full-on downtown Mardi Gras. We'll talk more about that. Of course, we had another back-to-back weeks of Dolphin Island parades, setting the stage for the parades to move to downtown.
Yeah, and I went to my first Mardi Gras ball on Saturday night, emceed by Sean Sullivan, and had a great time. Joy of Life Ball.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you to Webb and Sasha and the whole gang from St. Jude that put this thing on. It is it's a great party for a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could enjoy it just for what it was with all the food, all the drinks, all that good stuff, the dancing, the music. But at the same time that it was benefiting St. Jude, pretty special. Thank you to all y'all that came out. Those that sat at the FM Talk 106.5 winner's table, that was cool to visit with people as well. So I hope you had a great time. And I'm still, I think I have to be fasting today and tomorrow still to make up for Saturday night. When Dalton's wife pointed out to me that we could get chicken fingers and king cake right there next to each other.
Yeah, at the same time.
That's a good choice. Let's do that. Good to see Alec Naaman out there as well. He had a ton of food for us as well. So, good time. Thank you to St. Jude. Thank you to all y'all that came out. All right, check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill's on the way. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An investigation is underway into what happened at a Daphne gas station. Late last night, police responded to the Shell station on Highway 98 near I-10. A witness told News 5 a person was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound, but Daphne police have not yet confirmed that. A man has been arrested in connection to the Port City's third homicide of the year. 18-year-old Margarius Horn is accused of killing 20-year-old Zachary Mose after shooting him on Schwartz Street. The shooting happened around noon last Wednesday. Horn has been charged with murder, second-degree possession, carrying a pistol without a permit. Two men are facing drug trafficking charges after a traffic stop in Santa Rosa County, Florida. Officers in Holt stopped Ian Simmons and Joshua Reinhardt for speeding. They found several drugs, including cocaine and fentanyl, along with drug paraphernalia.
paraphernalia.
A fire destroyed a couple's home in Fairhope. That fire started Sunday night in a home on Booth Road. The owners were at a Super Bowl party. They also lost their dog in that blaze. No word on what caused that fire. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is blowing out all their Browning safes in stock. Safes starting as low as $899. Save up to $1,500 on scratch and dents and get free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles during this Browning blowout. But hurry, quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Chinese scientists say they have more evidence coronavirus likely originated in bats. The outbreak may have begun at a seafood market where wild animals were on sale and in contact with people.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the director general of the WHO, calls today for preparedness, not panic, and underscores his earlier call for all nations to work together.
Solidarity, solidarity, solidarity.
He says that seems to be missing as he suggests travel restrictions imposed by many countries, including the U.S., are not necessarily necessary. He calls on strong public-private partnerships to come up with solutions.
There's Jim Roop on a Democrat beating Donald Trump for president.
The process of proving that begins right here in Iowa.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg campaigning along with many of the Democratic contenders in Iowa caucuses. Former VP Joe Biden has lagged behind Senators Warren, Sanders, and Buttigieg in raising money. Disclosures filed with the Federal Election Commission. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Oxford Economics has cut its forecast for China's first quarter economic growth by 2 percentage points to 3.8.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. As we roll into spring, the MSA will be hosting sporting events involving golf, lacrosse, softball, tennis, track and field, cycling, volleyball, gymnastics, basketball, and more. Get all the details on those events by visiting MobileSportsAuthority.com and check us out on social media. Go all out. We do.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Pretty darn nice Super Bowl Sunday for the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I got up to 70 degrees yesterday, even though it started out in the low 30s. It climbed to 70 by mid-afternoon, and it looks like we're going to be able to top 70 today. I expect a high of about 72, maybe even 73. Should have plenty of sunshine, so a really nice day along the Gulf Coast. The clouds will move in tonight, and it will be quite mild tonight, about 62 for the low. And then tomorrow, you can look for a cloudy day with areas of fog. Even during the daylight daytime periods, we'll see some scattered areas of fog. And there's a chance that a few showers could develop in the afternoon. High tomorrow, up in the low 70s. As we look ahead to Wednesday, a good chance for rain, for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, and again areas of fog. and the high will be in the low 70s. Now, the reason for that is a cold front, slow-moving cold front, moving across the Great Plains, and then we'll be approaching Mississippi and Alabama on Wednesday, and that's going to set off the shower and thunderstorm activity. On Thursday, that front will move in, most likely around midday or early afternoon, and we'll see some showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and then the rain will taper off in the afternoon, but it'll turn cooler, about 62 for the high on Thursday. And then some nice weather after that for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, sunny and 62, plenty of sunshine and 68 on Saturday, and then sunshine and 65 on Sunday. So we could have a really good weekend the way it's shaping up, and include Friday in that picture also.
Okay, now all those fairly warm temperatures make me worry that the pendulum will swing the other way. Is there anything in the long-range forecast that looks at a return of real winter time?
No, so far we're looking good. We will see some cooler temperatures over the weekend, getting down to around 40 degrees. But right now we don't see any kind of a hard freeze or anything, at least over the next week or week and a half.
All right. Well, Dr. Bill, that's good news. Also, remind folks, if they've yet to get their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there's a bunch of places to pick them up.
Yeah, and particularly now with Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore. And, of course, some of the locations that have been handling the almanacs now for the last several weeks, West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And over in the Eastern Shore, you'll find a number of locations, including Old Time Garden Supply and Robertsdale Power Equipment. And here in Mobile, you can always stop by Fox 10 or the studio right here, 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
50 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5. There he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Hey, Tony on the text line. Good to see Tony. Said, thanks for the tickets. He and the missus celebrated their anniversary at the Joy Life Ball out there, which is a big party for the anniversary. I like that. He said, also, since it was free for us, we donated a party from our new business, Rolling Video Games, which made $175. He did it in the auction.
Yeah.
Made $175 for St. Jude's. Thanks again. Thank you, Tony. Thanks for making that donation. Great charity and a lot of fun. By the way, the parade for St. Jude's coming up as well. We'll talk more about that in a forthcoming Moon Pie Minute. 7:37, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Luann Pappas, CEO of the Scarlet Pearl Casino in D'Iberville, Mississippi. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers is honored to be named one of the best companies to work for in Alabama for 2019 by Business Alabama Magazine. The reason Roberts Brothers is truly one of the great companies is because it has great people. Start your real estate career today. Visit robertsbrothers.com for more information.
In her 35-plus years in the gaming industry, Luann Pappas knows that her primary customer is a 50-year-old female who plays the slot machines. She also knows that this woman is looking for a clean, friendly, and safe place to enjoy her gaming. So, Luann sets out to create this environment at the Scarlet Pearl Casino. It's bright inside, which is unusual for a casino. And the scent they diffuse on the gaming floor smells clean. So clean that the casino customers want to buy it for their own use. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringoToyota.com traffic center, state troopers on the scene of that accident at John Road and Scott Plantation Drive. Also, have got Mobile Police Department working one off to the left median, eastbound I-10 between Range Line and 65, and another one with injuries at Springdale and Imogene. For now, the Bayway, the Causeway looking a lot better on the way in. Springdale Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringoToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Again, a very, very big political week, Super Bowl of politics week. President Trump's impeachment hearings in the Senate probably come to an end this week, maybe by Wednesday. with that vote, which will be what we said back in September, a vote not to remove.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to move on from there. And, of course, we have here in Alabama, legislative session starts tomorrow as they gavel in, plus Governor Ivey and her sling. You know, when you see that, if you happen to watch the governor do the State of the State, her arm's in a sling because she tripped over Missy, the first dog.
Those dang dogs.
And I guess had a fracture in her shoulder. Her arm is in a sling when she does. I think if she would just also get an eye patch, it'd be like a look like a dictator or something, like give her a military uniform and all that. Be good. Governor Ivey will do State of the State tomorrow night. And, of course, President Trump has State of the Union address in the House. So we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. And the Democrats, well, they are busy in Iowa as it's caucus time. Steve Kastenbaum with more.
Thank you, Iowa.
The Democratic candidates spent Sunday barnstorming across this state. A few also held large rallies. Pete Buttigieg addressed a big crowd in Des Moines.
Been so proud to have the support of mayors like Mayor Hart and Mayor Teague, because mayors get things done.
In Coralville, Iowa, he told a smaller group just how important today's caucuses are to his campaign.
These first four states amount to the critical early tests, not only of the strength of our organization, but the strength of our message.
Former Vice President Joe Biden addressed a crowd in Dubuque.
You know, it really matters. It really matters what you do. And whether you've caucused for the first time this time out, or you've been done it a half a dozen times, I think it's fair to say, not because I'm running, but you've never voted in a more important caucus in your life.
Senator Elizabeth Warren had more events in Iowa than any other candidate over the last year.
You, Iowa, have made me a better candidate, and you will make me a better president of the United States.
She and the other senators who are running for president had to miss a lot of time here in Iowa, though, because of the impeachment trial. But it didn't stop Senator Sanders from gaining ground in the state.
I think the people of this state get it, that in the most consequential election in the modern history of America, they go first.
Perhaps no one has more depending on these caucuses than Senator Amy Klobuchar. She told people at a Super Bowl watch party how important it is for her supporters to get out and caucus for her.
The people of Iowa understand, when I couldn't be here all last week, that I had a job to do, and that they get that because I wasn't there, you just have to double down on your work. And because I'm not going to be there, I'm not going to be there tomorrow during the day, I'm going to ask you to double down on your work.
It's clear, though, that this is just the beginning of a selection process for the Democrats that may not be decided for several months. Steve Kastenbaum in Des Moines, Iowa.
743 FM Talk 106.5. Story from Bob. It came out last week. I thought this was interesting, though, because we had a couple weeks ago on Midday Mobile, and it's been a much clicked on podcast. We'll talk podcast in just a second. I interviewed Dr. Drew Gentry, PhD from UAB, who had found a 150-million-year-old fossil here in Alabama of a new species of sea turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the history of fossils and where the sea level was and all that at that point. How about this? Story comes out this week. Officials, recent discovery shows a cave at one point was a very popular place for sharks. They're talking about Mammoth Cave in Kentucky.
Wow.
Okay? Think about that. Think about sea level. It says 330 million years ago, this part of Kentucky was under the ocean, said Rick Toomey, cave specialist and research coordinator at Mammoth Cave National Park. Toomey said they submitted a picture of the shark's teeth to be featured in an exhibit, which led paleontologists to come study the fossils at Mammoth Cave, and they did the dating on it, and they believe the shark's teeth are not all from the same type of shark, but they also believe there are 10 more species of shark inside the cave on these teeth they found, the oldest dating to 330 million years ago.
Oh, wow.
Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. Sharks in a cave. So if you have a fear of caves and fear of shark, well, there you go.
I hear another movie on the way.
Sharks in a cave. 300 ancient.
Yeah.
Sharks in a cave. 330 million years ago. Wow. 7:45, got sports with Dalton coming up.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Just like Mardi Gras, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition. Let the good times roll with Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Choose from chocolate, salted caramel, banana, and coconut. Or try Cammie's award-winning King Cake ice cream. Cinnamon ice cream made with an entire King Cake thrown in and a swirl of cream cheese. Let the good times roll at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets. 51 years and still dipping.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A fire destroyed a couple's home in Fairhope. That fire started Sunday night at a home on Booth Road. The owners were at a Super Bowl party when the fire started. They also lost their dog in the blaze. No word on what caused the fire. Alabama's 2020 legislative session begins in Montgomery tomorrow. Lawmakers will be discussing several hot topics this session, including prison funding, infrastructure, and possibly bringing in a lottery. Alabama is now one of five states in the country that does not have a lottery. Mississippi started selling scratch-off tickets last year at Powerball and Mega Millions tickets just last week. The penalty phase in the trial of a man convicted of murdering three of his family members has been delayed. The jury will now meet Thursday morning instead of today as they decide whether or not Donald Hartung will get the death penalty. This is the next step after a jury found Hartung guilty of killing his mother and two half-brothers. The crimes happened in the summer of 2015. And a Birmingham officer who was shot while confronting two robbery suspects has been released from the hospital. John Finke is expected to continue physical therapy. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
It is 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Ortwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions for the first time in 50 years. The Chiefs rallied from 10 points down for the third game in a row to beat San Francisco 31-20 in Super Bowl 54 in Miami.
The game is over, and the Chiefs' kingdom has firmly planted its flag on top of football's highest summit. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54.
Now that's the final call from Kansas City's 101 The Fox. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes struggled through the first three quarters of the game, but trailing 20-10 with just over 6 minutes left in the game, led the Chiefs on three straight touchdown drives, beginning with a one-yard pass to tight end Travis Kelce.
20-yard penalty of first down, first and goal, pass open, touchdown, Kelce, Chiefs are back in it.
The 49ers offense went three and out on the following drive, and it took the Chiefs 2.5 minutes to take the lead.
Mahomes throws, pass caught, Williams, touchdown! Kansas City jumps on top.
That's running back Damian Williams with the 5-yard touchdown catch. The 49ers made it to midfield on the following drive, but quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo was sacked on fourth down, leading to a 38-yard Chiefs touchdown run from Damian Williams that put the game on ice.
Handoff, Damian Williams trying to get to the edge, breaks a tackle, 35, 30, Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Mahomes was named the Super Bowl MVP, adding to a trophy collection that already includes the league's MVP trophy from last season, and he's only 3 years into his career. Mahomes talked about the Chiefs' rally after the game.
I just went out there and kept competing. I knew we weren't in the ideal situation, but I believed in my defense to get stops, and they did. And then the guys kept believing in me and started making plays downfield, and we found a way to win.
One of the most well-liked and respected head coaches in the league, Chiefs coach Andy Reid, finally got his Lombardi trophy after 20 seasons as a head coach.
I told them that I'd coach another 20 years if I could have that group right there, man. They're a beautiful bunch. Resilient, tough-minded, dirty tough-minded, as you saw tonight. So I'm so proud of them.
And that resilient bunch that Reed was talking about are now Super Bowl champions and favorites in early betting markets to win it again next season. The NFL's 2019 season awards were announced on Saturday night before Sunday's Super Bowl. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson won the season's MVP award, becoming the youngest quarterback to win that award and only the second unanimous selection in league history. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas was named the Offensive Player of the Year. New England cornerback Stephon Gilmore was voted Defensive Player of the Year. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray won the Offensive Rookie of the Year award, and 49ers edge rusher Nick Bosa took home Defensive Rookie of the Year. Tennessee quarterback Ryan Tannehill was voted the Comeback Player of the Year, and Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, Coach of the Year. In college basketball over the weekend, number 17-ranked Auburn picked up a huge home win over number 13 Kentucky, 75-66. Samir Dowdy led the Tigers with 23 points in the win, and Auburn now tied for second place in the SEC standings. In other games, number 22 LSU beat Ole Miss 73-63 to stay undefeated in conference play, and Arkansas beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa 82-78. The South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Georgia Southern 79-69 on Saturday. Trey Mitchell led South with a season-high 22 points, and the USA women's team fell to Troy 85-68. In golf, Webb Simpson beat Tony Finau in a playoff to win the Waste Management Phoenix Open at 17 under par. It was Simpson's sixth career PGA Tour title. 7:51, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, still hot delays from that accident, I-10 eastbound between Rangeline and 65. One accident with injuries at Springdale and Imogene, and state troopers are on the scene at John Road at Scott Plantation Drive. No problems across the Bayway, the causeway now. Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope, you're clear. The Trellis Room, located inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile, has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It'll be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And great news, as the team we've been following since, before they left, this year's team, Fight or Die, arrived in Antigua. They have finished the race. They rode across the Atlantic. And if you hadn't been keeping up with this, no, seriously, they rode across the Atlantic.
The Atlantic Ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean.
The entire thing.
In the Wubby, in the 28-foot rowboat. Of course, Team Find or Die trains here in Mobile at Buccaneer Yacht Club. The link, of course, is Bryant Knight, who's from Mobile, lives in Colorado now, but he was the member of the first, you know, the inaugural Fight or Die team, and this year, year two, and they finished, and we're going to talk about this coming up in the next hour. I think it's just a great, it's a great thing, and it's a great link to our city, but it's a great event, even if it didn't have a link to our city, as these veterans get out there and row. They're also not only taking on the challenge of crossing the Atlantic in a rowboat, seriously, they are guinea pigs for testing, and that testing going back to a program in Colorado Springs where they're trying to get more information and more study into TBI and what affects our veterans. And it's really a great story all around, and we'll check in next hour with Bryant Knight, I believe, is calling us, and we'll check in and find out more about this year's trip across the Atlantic for Team Fight or Die.
I can't wait for that recap.
Yeah, it's good stuff. People kind of going through their favorite ads from yesterday at the Super Bowl. You had a few. You were talking about the car park.
Yeah, I saw
that. That was funny.
And I have the audio, just a short clip of that if you want to play it. So Hyundai, they have their smart park function on one of their new cars, and had some Boston actors, including one of my favorites from SNL, Rachel Dratch, along with Chris Evans and John Krasinski. But here's a bit of audio from that ad last night.
Look at these two troublemakers.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah, it's a Sonata. Let me pack it.
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there.
Chris, stop being a smarty pants, all right? Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Just hit the clicker, car packs itself.
It's smart.
It's wicked smart. And I can pack it anywhere.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it.
Foxborough?
Packed it.
The Garden?
Packed it.
Saugus?
Packed it.
Swampscott?
Revere?
The Harbor?
Are you kidding me? I packed it. And then unpacked it.
So, there's a bit of audio from one of my favorite commercials from last night. But there was also a really cool one with some local ties. Of course, former Alabama running back and rookie this year, Josh Jacobs. His story is well known around here. Was homeless, living in a car with his dad. And this year bought his dad a house. But there was a very cool ad featuring him last night. There's actually going to be a documentary for Josh Jacobs. And both two presidential candidates, Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg, the only ones with political ads last night. We could talk about them some more later in the next hour.
We will, and I can talk about that Sam Elliott versus Lil Nas X dancing commercial. It's all straight ahead. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings. We'll check in with the Fight or Die team next.